are not strictly a content management system. I know exactly what it is that we're not. It has to do with the templating part and the idea that information is pieces of a page. So they edit, you know, in a catalog. It's easy to, we have a very powerful e-commerce, full e-commerce shopping cart, just as big as the most biggest ones on the web. And if you went to Environmental Careers, which was one of our places, you can see our commerce working. But I don't have a content management system from the point of view of separating the presentation from the content, they always say. And the presentation is supposed to be the responsibility of someone who designs these templates. And then you and I are the little guys who are the cogs and the wheels who fill in the descriptions for everything. Now, Derek knows that business very well because that's what Houghton Mifflin was. Many, many course catalogs and books and all kinds of things where pieces were being made by the piece builders and the big design was by someone else. And I was thinking, the reason I'm sort of monitored OSCOM is if they would come up with an agreed upon design and a database structure, then I would use that in our Sky Builders. But I don't do any of this templating. I will do it following whoever's the most successful. I was watching OpenCMS, who are at least, you know, the well-known OpenCMS, and also the Red Hat, because that was Philips' operation. And if they had a good success, I would just copy them, frankly, and then make it as easy as whatever anyone else is doing. I don't have content management, but I do have publishing, and I do have, you could call what we do content management. What I do have is something Tim Berners-Lee, again, invented. He has a concept he calls genericity. Genericity covers the idea that a web page by itself is not the important thing. It should be the generic of many specifics along different dimensions, one of which he said was language. This page should be able to have different language representations, and we need a standard way to do that. So Derek and I did our multilingual thing way back in 2000. The other thing he said is a page, a generic, could have specifics along a time dimension. So we could have the versions of this page over time, the drafts if it was drafts, but possibly just the thing that was on that page day to day if it's a newspaper. So Derek and I developed, and we call our product Timelines, as we imagine. Timelines is a term that comes from video editing and film editing. You have frames on a timeline. We imagine a web page now has other instances of itself back in time and forward in time. And you, if you want to have the November 20th version of the page ready, you can edit it now in Sky Builders, and on the 20th it will serve on the web automatically. And at any time you can also look back and say, change the clock, go to the calendar and make it be April 2002. And now my website will serve the way it looked on that day. And we've briefly talked about a patent for that, not to block it from anyone, but to make sure no one else patents it, called a website recorder. Because we basically record every time any page changes on the website, we know exactly when it changed, 3 o'clock, April 15th, 2002. Many organizations, for legal liability reasons and otherwise reasons, archive their sites. But they do that by snapshotting it once a month, if they can afford it, once a week, even once a day, so they know exactly what their website said. We don't have that approach at all. Each page, when the page changes, we have the old version and the new version, and we can reconstruct the entire website at any time with, like, rewinding the recorder and playing back the way it looked in April.